You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, get your pencils ready because here comes your business plan. I don't have any notes. It's coming straight from my brain. So let's make believe you're going and you're looking and you want to start finding a real estate deal somewhere. What are you going to do? How are you going to start? Well, first thing you got to do is you got to drive up and down the market. You got to learn the lay of the land. So I go up and down each street 4, 5, 6 times, take photos, go on the internet. I learn everything. I'm never going to see everything the first time. I also make sure I look at all the people that make the market. I call the different realtors that I know, the different real estate brokers that I know. I know lawyers. I know accountants. A lot of times I know landowners directly, people that own big properties, and I start networking them. That's right. You network for deals. You don't just find them. You network for them. You start asking people, what do they think about this? What do they think about that? And what you're really looking for is a deal that's maybe going sideways where you can help. That's like my ad that I always do for real estate financing. You know, give me a call because if you need help, I can help. Well, in the same circumstance, sometimes people are doing a deal. The deal takes a while and maybe they run out of money. Maybe their original concept wasn't right and it needs to be changed. There's a deal like that I'm working on right now. A person goes and gets the approvals and a site plan and a rendering for a mixed-use project. Maybe they want retail and office and hotel, but maybe what really is needed there is multifamily. Well, maybe multifamily doesn't drive the high number that the person needs. Maybe they need to do something that's mixed-use. What do you do? Well, you wait. You wait until the numbers that they're requiring come in and fit what you're trying to do, or you get creative and come up with a new concept. I met today with a person. You know, every time I meet with a different developer, they come up with a different concept. It amazes me how creative the developers are and how much internal fortitude they have. So one of the ideas that was brought up to me today was kind of a living experience focused on a single niche. I don't want to discuss which one it was because I'll have the person on at another date. Suffice it to say, this is a game changer. This person can actually build a deal right next to another deal and you won't compete. I think that's a solution. I've actually got another client who owns land who's got a multi-phase project, and he's going to want to hear about this. So we're going to talk about that and put that together. And that's another way that you come up with real estate deals. You network, you think outside the box. You ask people what their opinions are. You ask them the status of a particular transaction. And oh, by the way, it's not always the person that makes the first offer or the highest offer that wins the deal. It's sometimes the person that waits and can execute the best. That's why I always say, remember, give us a call because we close fast. The reason that it's important that we close fast is sometimes you're going to find a deal and you just need to close it immediately. And what happens? You need to show proof of funds. Give me a call. Give me a call and we'll have proof of funds for you that day in a form of a commitment that we can close within a week. That's a pretty powerful statement when you're trying to push in front of some other buyer. Also, another thing is that you may find by reading the papers, the different periodicals, it used to be that you could only get a hard copy. You'd have to subscribe. My goodness, you go online now, everything's available. I went and researched a whole category of lenders today in an hour and a half by just simply asking Google. I used to have to pay $500 to be a member of an organization. Now it's right there on the internet. Had another call today that came in. It was somebody that was looking for a real estate deal. It was one of my clients, and I helped them find that deal. What we did was we pointed out that the investor that they originally had on the transaction was misrepresenting the valuation on the property, that they had originally ordered an appraisal from somebody that must have been a captured appraiser, and it just wasn't right. And so we pointed that out, and we said, we're happy to make the loan, but this is the circumstances. And oh, by the way, you better check on this, because if you do a loan based on this, you're going to run out of money, and that's going to hurt you. So we helped that person save their deal. And the way I found that was simply by having actually that came in on social media. Now that I think of it, the source that we got the loan request from has been on the show before about a year ago, but we keep reposting the content and I put it up probably over the weekend. If I recall correctly, maybe it was yesterday even. And then today I got a call. So another way to find the deals is social media, staying in front of everybody. When I'm going to go out and I'm going to look for properties, I'm going to put it up on LinkedIn, put it up on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. They'll all be different posts. The LinkedIn will be very professional and technical. The Facebook will be more middle of the road. Hi, this is me, and I'll be doing my little video right in front of, well, not necessarily where I'm looking for the property, but maybe in the town with the sign up in front of me, and then I'll do an Instagram. And the Instagram will be even a little bit more fun. Sorry, I just can't do Snapchat. 4 platforms is too much for me. But if you need to go out and you need to find property, make sure you've got credibility. Make sure you've got focus. Make sure you're detail-oriented. And make sure you keep records, because you're never going to remember everything you saw or did, and you're going to make sure you keep a record of it. Oh, boy, that was a whole big segment with just off the top of my mind. My brain is kind of fried after that. Why don't we take a break for a minute, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about what's going on with Vivian, and maybe we'll talk a little bit more real estate. So back after this, let's have some fun.